A multi-billion dollar construction portfolio at the Department of Veterans Affairs is suffering from schedule delays and cost overruns. Those issues now a billion-dollar headache for the VA. Mark Goldstein is Director of Physical Infrastructure Issues at the Government Accountability Office, testifying to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee at a field hearing in Denver on Friday, and joining me now to talk about the work that his agency and his team have done around this entire portfolio of problems. Mark, thanks for joining me today. What was your message for the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee at this field hearing Friday? Thanks for being on with me today.
Hi, Francis. Thanks for your interest. We're happy to be here. The main message that we tried to convey to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee was that the portfolio has had a number of problems and continues to have problems. Our last report on this topic, when we looked at the 50 largest projects that the Veterans Administration has, we found that 25 of those projects were over budget, and roughly 25 of them also had increases and delays in the time it was going to take to finish the project. So that's one of the major findings that we had tried to convey. Additionally, we found that of the four largest projects in Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and New Orleans, that the increases have been very substantial in the amount of time and in the amount of funding that it was going to take to complete them.
Mark, in looking at the chart that you had in your report on these four projects, the Denver one in particular, where it had estimated completion dates, number of months extended, total estimate years to complete, says unknown, unknown, unknown. How can that be unknown?
Well, what's unknown at this point is when they're going to complete that particular facility. They think it may be in 2017, but they're not really sure. And, of course, the cost there, the cost increase, has been a whopping 427%. That project has gone from $328 million to $1.73 billion.
The Army Corps of Engineers is getting in on the project in Denver now. You talk to the Army Corps and you talk to Naval Facilities Engineering Command as well. Are there parallels, and are they apt parallels between what the Department of Veterans Affairs does and what the Army Corps and NAVFAC do for building healthcare facilities, Mark?
Well, the Army Corps and NAVFAC build a whole slew of very large projects, including hospitals, complex projects, and they've done many of these kinds of projects in the past, where the Veterans Administration really has not done many large projects in recent years. These are the largest ones they've done. And as I've indicated, they've had a lot of trouble coming to completion on time and on budget for these projects and many, many more projects.
You found some good news, and there you have a section in this report talking about the things that VA has done following up on prior work that you've done to implement your recommendations. What is some of that work, and how has it manifested itself where the program is so far? Because, as you mentioned, the program really is off track.
Well, they have done a number of things. They have developed guidance on medical equipment planners, because that was a real problem at a number of the new facilities they were building. They would build operating rooms and other rooms for seeing people, and they realized that they didn't know what kind of equipment and what size equipment was going to go in those rooms, and so they had to redesign those rooms often, which of course cost additional money and time and expense to do. They have done a better job and have completed a number of recommendations related to sharing information with contractors and subcontractors on VA's roles and responsibilities. In other words, who are the people that contractors and subcontractors should be dealing with at VA, because it was unclear, and it was unclear who had authority to make changes. And so they also have done some work to try and implement differences in how they go after purchase orders and things like that, to try and improve that process, which was taking a long time and also therefore costing more money and costing more delays in the process. What we don't know is how effective those things are. These projects that they have underway were already underway, and so it's difficult to ascertain whether the things they've put in place that we've recommended will actually have much change in the existing projects, or if most of those changes and improvements will occur on new projects going forward.
So, Mark, if you were going to make some recommendations beyond what you put in the report, do you think that it's something about, like, with these numbers, because I know I always wrestled with this at OMB when you guys would do these reports, that maybe they should, okay, let's stop carrying and tracking the cost against the big number. I mean, I know you have to do that, but then, in essence, re-baseline with these new practices so that you as GAO could actually see that some of this process would work, or would that end up causing too much process for process sake within VA?
I think it's hard to determine. I think the senators felt the other day, and the hearing certainly conveyed, is they want to finish this project as soon as possible. What our message overall was that they need to do a better job at planning and communication and oversight, and regardless of who's actually managing this project for them, the VA is still in charge. It's still their hospitals. They're still the ones who, at the end of the day, you know, the buck stops with. And so and regardless of what other kinds of practices you put in place, whether those are constructability reviews or other things that are beneficial, at the end of the day, none of those things will take the place of careful planning, communication, and oversight.
Mark Goldstein, the Government Accountability Office, testified to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee on Friday about not just the problems at the hospital construction project in Denver, but three others as well. And there's a link to his team's testimony and the data at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. You wrote about and testified about two different aspects of the project in Denver from a report that you did in April of 2013. One of them was changes, as we've already discussed to some degree, Mark, in what the VA expected the contractor to deliver. The other was one that you simply titled Unanticipated Events. And I imagine when you take on a project of the size of any of these, you're bound to have some of those. It's fair to say, isn't it?
That's correct. There were two major types of delays. The one you mentioned was changes in the planning and in the expectation. And that facility changed from a shared facility that they wanted to operate with a university to a standalone facility that VA had to then assume all the costs and redesign the project to accommodate the standalone facility that they were then going to build. The other, as you indicated, were unanticipated events, and they occur in many projects. And it's not surprising, but they did have quite a few, and they did contribute to the delays. That included asbestos that they had not anticipated, faulty wiring from old buildings, a buried swimming pool, and a very vexing problem, an underground spring that had to be treated and pumped before anything else could be done. So those things created additional problems in timing and in cost that they didn't that they weren't expecting.
It sounds like the average makeover that you see on one of these home makeover shows that my wife and I are addicted to, where you buy a house and you never know what's hidden underneath when the contractors start to dig into it. Is there any way to build? I guess there's not really a way, Karen, to build a pad in for that either.
Well, when we would work with some of the agencies, and I don't know whether GAO would agree with this or not.
And you're not expected to comment on that, Mark.
You're not expected to comment, Mark. But they would plan for so much as like a management reserve that you could use. And if you watch those home improvement shows, which I do as well, they have a little buffer in there to deal with unexpected types of things like the swimming pool apparently here or the springs, you know, as you're going for it with some of these. But I think the other thing, Mark, and you tell me if I'm interpreting this wrong, is that if you go from the original plan of where you're sharing it with the university and now VA takes on the whole thing under the EVM standards, to me that would be justification that if VA came in and said, I want to re-baseline because the whole budget has changed, that would be an acceptable project management approach.
I think that would be very helpful. You're absolutely right. And these kind of delays do occur often, these kind of costs, and agencies do keep a contingency 10 to 30% typically in order to deal with many of these kinds of issues. But in this case, it just overwhelmed the project.